You're tuned to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Josh with Stewart. We spend a lot of time talking about dealing with or getting away from bad bosses during our regular conversations with Brandon Smith. Often that's prompted by a question from a listener or a blog reader. This week on Working, it's the opposite. And Brandon's back to help us out. Good morning.
Always good when we get to deal with something happy.
And this was a happy note you got not too long ago from someone who would prefer we not use her name. How do you genuinely thank your boss without seeming like a butt kisser? I don't have much face time with my supervisor. The opportunity to pull her aside to thank her for her help or encouragement is rare and awkward. What is the best way and best time to tell her how grateful I am that she hired me, that she has faith in me, and that she helps me when I'm overwhelmed? How do you convey that gratitude genuinely without looking like you're trying to play politics or you're trying to angle for something?
So I think the most important part you just said is, so you're not looking like you're dot, dot, dot. In other words, don't do it publicly. So I want to give you a list of things and I'll weight them in terms of impact.
Okay, so let's hear the menu.
So number one, handwritten note. There's nothing better today than a handwritten note to thank somebody. That's a great way to get her message across, and I promise you, her boss will keep it.
So you're saying a lot of weight to this.
Huge weight. And it creates an emotional bump every time the boss sees it. And don't expect your boss to acknowledge it. It sounds like her boss is probably a little more of the stoic type, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't value it.
Okay, number two.
Second option on the menu, leave a voicemail after hours. That can be very powerful. Doesn't have to be long, but just hit your main points and then you're done. And again, there may never be an acknowledgement of that. And that's okay. You've done it, and you know that she or she listened to it.
Can I guess that number three might be send an email?
You've won the jackpot. Yes.
I'll be cashing that in as soon as we're done here.
Good. Email's a great third alternative. If the first two just feel awkward to you, I hope they don't. But if they do, and you're just more comfortable writing an email, that's fine. My only caution with the email is keep it succinct. Emails have a tendency to kind of ramble on and on and on, and then you look like you're kind of blubbering and pandering, and it's not good. So keep it to a paragraph.
It seems like if you do this, if you actually can successfully thank your boss, there's a positive reinforcement piece here where you're encouraging more of that good behavior down the road.
Oh my goodness, there is more than just that. You get on their radar. They're thinking about you now because they have this positive interaction with you, which is good. The higher up you go in the chain, the less positive feedback you receive.
So you're standing out from the crowd.
You are positive feedback. You're essentially marketing yourself. You're branding and marketing yourself internally because you're giving feedback to the boss.
Sounds like an argument for thanking your boss.
I don't think
we've ever talked about it.
No, we haven't. The higher up you go in the chain, those folks never get thank yous. And I know because I talk to them in a very intimate way. They never get thank yous. They never know if they're doing a good job, and they never feel valued or appreciated.
Our go-to career guy, Brandon Smith, teaches about workplace culture, leadership, and communication. He also coaches executives and consults with businesses. Thank you.
Thank you.